I see him every day, like clockwork. You could almost set your watch by him. He rings my doorbell at 10:10 every weekday morning. His name is Paul Northcutt. He's our Meals on Wheels delivery driver, and he delivers our hot meals punctually every day. I think it's a paid position, not voluntary, and he takes his work very seriously. I really don't know much about him. I know he's a very friendly fellow. Besides delivering meals to senior citizens and the homebound, I know he sells real estate. Considering how friendly and how efficient he is at delivering meals, he's probably a pretty successful realtor. And being so successful at real estate, I'm sure he doesn't need the money from delivering meals, but realizes it's a good community service deed that he's doing. It's just the right thing to do, helping people, that is. His service ethic was probably instilled in him by his father. I bet his father is a Gideon. You know the Gideons, the Bible guys? I'm just guessing about his father, but I imagine they're good people through and through, based upon Paul's work ethic. He's always on time. You know, we get the Meals on Wheels service because we have elderly parents that live with us. But for others, especially those elderly people that live alone because their wife or husband has died, a meal delivery person may be the only friendly face they see all day. I know, I was a meal delivery volunteer myself in my younger days. Those receiving the meals seem to really enjoy visiting with the friendly drivers and appreciate having a hot meal to boot. I do know that Paul's a big fan of the Kansas Jayhawks basketball team. Every day this past spring during March Madness, Paul would wear a Jayhawk sweatshirt or a Jayhawk ball cap, sometimes both. I had to admire him for wearing his fan attire out in the Oklahoma sunshine, because being a Jayhawk fan in Oklahoma doesn't cut it with very many people. You have to agree, Paul lives out his convictions. He and I would always talk about the team as they played toward the national championship, for, you see, I'm a Jayhawk fan too. I don't tell too many people that because, well, again, this is Oklahoma, and I understand there's a couple of other major college teams in the state whose fans don't fully appreciate the beautiful crimson and blue colors of Kansas. Because he's friendly and seemingly efficient, I assume Paul is good at just about everything. He seems to be a genuinely good and honest guy. Gosh, he's probably a rotating Sunday minister at fledgling country churches in the area. Shoot, he's probably one of the town city fathers, serving the community and growing it in a healthy manner. And for all I know, he has a side job as a part-time physician helping to cure the sick. Come to think of it, it's too bad that a person has to be dead 5 years before they can be canonized. You know, the other day, I drove by City Hall and I saw a crew digging a footing and later pouring concrete for the base of a new statue the community plans to erect for someone. I have a funny feeling I know who the statue's going to honor. Like I say, he seems to be a really nice man. He's always on time. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.